from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Mail sack question. You get VIP access. Do you pick Winter or Summer Olympics? That's a good question.
Ooh.
We may differ here.
VIP access. As a media member or just as somebody going out? Like I'm on the red carpet, like I'm Snoop Dogg, just going wherever the hell I want?
However you interpret the term VIP, so you could be...
I'm going to interpret that as what NBC's doing with Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
I think I'm going to the Summer Olympics just simply because there's so much more going on.
Summer Olympics?
That and look, I embrace the cold. I'm not afraid of the cold, but at the Winter Olympics, there's really only a couple of things I want to see.
Sure.
Like the Summer Olympics, there's like a whole bunch of different stuff. Like if I'm there, it's like, cool.
The vibe seems a little, it seems a little better. The vibe in the Summer Olympics versus the Winter.
And usually the problem with the Winter Olympics is you're down in a city where the arenas are for hockey and curling and ice skating and that sort of stuff. And then the rest of this is some, you got to go up into the mountains somewhere. Yeah. And not that stuff isn't spread out all over France because they're playing soccer and basketball in stadiums all over
Surfing's
the country.
Surfing's in Tahiti, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, but not really big waves off the Mediterranean coast.
You don't
there.
Say. Colin Jost got a good gig.
He got a good gig. I don't know who he greased at NBC, but that's a good gig. I think it would be the Summer Games. I think there's okay. just more going on.
All right. I thought you were going to go Winter. I'm also Summer.
Winter, I care about. I only want to see the ice hockey, curling, and...
I'm getting older. I'm getting colder. I always want to be warm. I want to go to these beautiful places. France looks so awesome right now.
Because I don't know how much you really see. Like if you go up to wherever the skiing venue is, you're at the base of the hill.
But seeing like the long jump ski people.
The ski jump might be cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
To see a human being willing to do that just
you
in
know
hopes
maybe going to the half pipe would be cool.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not saying they wouldn't be cool.
I just think summer would be cooler. I think
too.
There's more going on. I think there's more partying going on late night after stuff's over.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I tend to be there. Okay. Let's get to this. Last night on Primetime, they discussed events that could be included in the Dad Olympics. They included grilling the perfect steak, carrying sleeping baby up and down the stairs, perfectly edging your lawn, and negotiating down the price of a car. What other events would you think to include? I don't think negotiating down the price of a car is a very good thing, actually. I think most people are bad at it. So yeah. I don't know if you'd find any. Edging your lawn is a good one. Yard work could be included. I would, what would I add? I would add clean up before in-laws visit. We almost always wait till last second. You should see me in in-law cleanup mode. It is remarkable. You would walk in
the
house.
Where is the closet you shove all the stuff that
It's doesn't... called my bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called the bedroom, and it's called closing the door. But you should see, like, kitchen, dishes.
Yeah.
Nobody puts away the dishwasher and loads the dishwasher faster than me, knowing my in-laws are about 20 minutes away. You walk into my house when they come over, you think we're the most responsibly clean people in the world, and that couldn't be further from the truth. I would add that to it. Trying to think of another good one.
You need... We need something with the remote control, like master, like being able to like
flip back and forth,
oh, watch two games simultaneously and avoid commercials, or coming back, like flipping back right when the commercial ends.
Yes. Having good timing.
Yes.
I always was really good at that. Even at a young age, I was just like hit last and boom, there's the sport. It's coming right back. That's a pretty good one. Let's see another one.
I don't know. I
think grocery shopping in general with men tends to go much quicker, whereas like I take my wife and she will just be going up and down every aisle, just kind of browsing and looking. And
no, like, I know what I'm looking for. My problem is I sometimes can't find what I'm looking for because I want very specific things.
Well, if grocery stores redo things, that's certainly a thing. But if you know where stuff is, in and out. Yeah. I know what 9 items I need. I'm in and out. There's no debate about it. So yeah, I'd add maybe those to the Dad Olympics. Another mail sack question. Would you rather have a leaked text, tasteful nudes, or every text and IM you've ever sent with no context? So rather have the leaked conversation or a tasteful nude? Maybe the wiener dog is showing.
Of all of those things, we'll do the tasteful nude because I think you can laugh that off the easiest. Depending on whatever the leaked conversation or your texts are, you're not living that down ever.
You never, like, this is tasteful nudes every day of the week. You want to see my medium to small ween?
Have at it.
I literally could not be bothered what you say about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay being seen naked. Some of those conversations.
I'm not. I'm pretty modest, and so I... Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A little bit of a prude, huh?
It's not for public consumption, nor should it be.
I don't have much of a relationship with my neighbors. I have had multiple times I have forgotten that my wife leaves the blinds open every time in our bedroom, and I'm a walk-around air-dry guy out of the shower. I'm pretty confident my neighbors have seen.
Oh, no.
They've seen it all multiple times.
Like, I immediately out of the shower, the towel is on while I'm still in the bathroom with the door closed.
Yeah, I'll get a little dry just to get out because I don't want to be soaking wet. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, get to a point where I'm dry enough and I let the rest of me air dry. I'm a pretty big walk around.
You're Rod Tidwell, huh?
A little bit, yeah. There's a little bit of that going on. Jerry, show me the money. I'm going to show you my ween. So it's tasteful nudes all day of the week. Mail sack, is it truly...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Out of the realm of possibility, Oregon State starts the season 1-4. If so, how many fans showing up to Reser for the November-October games of UNLV and San Jose State? Oh, first of all, it's a depressing question.
That's a depressing question. Is it out of the realm of possibilities? No. But
give me a second here. I want to bring it up. Boy, the ESPN team thing is weird now that it's a Pac-2.
So you have Idaho State.
Okay, so you start with Idaho State, then you're at San Diego State, then Oregon comes to town,
right,
and then Purdue, and they said, what, 1-4?
1-4.
Then you're home against Colorado State, who I don't know where they are.
I don't know where they are either.
You should beat Idaho State.
You better beat Idaho State.
If you don't
State.
Beat Idaho State, you might be 0-5, and it might get worse than that.
I would think, where's the Colorado State game? Is that in Corvallis?
Colorado State is a home, so after
that
San Diego State week two, they've got three straight homes.
The other three games?
Purdue and Oregon, I think you lose. Just being in the trust tree, I'll be rooting for my Beavs. Yeah. Purdue, I tend to think maybe the talent is a little more in Purdue's favor, but it's a home game, so we'll say we don't know yet. That's being maybe optimistic.
Yeah, and Purdue's just got the advantage of continuity. Same coaching staff, you got the same quarterback, all of those sorts of things.
So let's answer the question. Is it conceivable you're 1-4?
It's not out of the realm of possibilities, but I
tend to think they'll be better than that.
I think you're in the 3-2-2-3 range is where I think you are.
I agree with you. What's the attendance for San Jose State and UNLV? Probably not amazing, Bob. I'm also curious to see the ticket prices and how those go this year.
That's going to be interesting to see what they do.
Because they need the money.
They got to pay for that thing.
But also, is it better to have butts in the seats?
I think you need butts in the seats.
I do, too. I think it's better to have butts in seats than, say, we're charging $180 a ticket for this
game. They need to drill down on what they think is a reasonable, truly season ticket, people making donations, that sort of thing. Okay, how many do we need to do? Go out of your way to roll out the red carpet for them, you know, that are... And then whatever seats are left over, figure out what it will take to price them in the marketplace to put as many butts in that seat.
We are already against it. Last one, all expenses paid trip to the Paris Olympics. What two events would you have to go see? This is a tough one.
Single event or?
Like if I say basketball, does that include the men and the women, or do I specifically say men's basketball versus
Am I
women's?
Going to, like, if I say track and field, am I going for the whole run of track and field, or are you talking about, like, I want to be there for the 100-meter dash? Or
I'm going to say track and field has to be in there for me.
For me, if I could go to the whole run of track and field, it's a show.
I mean,
great.
It's called the track and field events, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that's a whole thing. It'd be hard not to pick surfing because it'd be in Tahiti. But if it, in Paris specifically, track and field, I'm sorry. I got to go men's basketball. I'm too much of a hoops fan. I want to see them. And I think the international game has grown. A lot more talent on those teams. You watch it. Canada is just loaded, right? Jamal Murray, SGA, Dylan Brooks, like, all of these teams have NBA guys on them now, so it makes the games a little more exciting. And I've always loved Team USA.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.